Page 100, The Pelvic Clock. Begin by walking and noticing your pelvic movement. Which direction is predominant for you? Forward-back translation? Rotation? Flexion? Some combination? None of the above? Just notice without judgment. Now lie on your back with your legs stretched long. Notice how much of your back contacts the floor. How does your pelvis touch the floor? Is the weight evenly distributed, or does it seem heavier or lighter on one side? Or perhaps you're pressing on the tailbone more than the top of the sacrum? Just notice. Bend your knees and put your feet at a comfortable distance from each other, so that you don't need to use a lot of tension to hold your legs up. Imagine a clock underneath your pelvis, as if your pelvis was lying on the face of a clock. Imagine that noon on the clock is under the top of your pelvis, where your belt would be. 6 o'clock is at the tip of the tailbone. That would place 3 o'clock under the left side of the pelvis and 9 o'clock under the right. Just take a moment to see that in your mind's eye. Begin to tilt your pelvis so that you are pressing your pelvis on noon. In other words, your tailbone comes up a bit in the air and your belt line presses down. Then return to neutral. Try that movement several times. As you tilt your pelvis, allow your attention to travel. How do you do this movement? Often the answer is, I don't know. After tilting several times, rest. You can rest with your legs stretched out or leave them bent. If your legs are long, bend them again and place your feet on the floor as before. Begin tilting the opposite way, pressing onto 6 o'clock several times. As you do this movement, notice if you feel any movement in your head. Is this direction easier or more difficult for you? Are your feet doing anything? Let it go and rest. Bend your knees again, bring them to standing. This time begin tilting your pelvis back and forth between 6 and 12. Can you feel your head moving now? As you tilt your pelvis, it pushes and pulls your spine. This in turn affects the head, so that in effect you have a little clock under your head as well, moving from 12 to 6. Continue moving up and down and see if you can increase the speed. Use your feet, not your buttocks muscles. It doesn't have to be a big movement. In fact, let it get smaller as it gets faster, so you just start to kind of jiggle up and down. Feel your head moving with your pelvis. Faster and simpler. And let the whole thing go and rest. As you're resting now, clarify your image of the rest of the clock. Try to see clearly where on your pelvis the other numbers will fall. Bend your knees again and slowly begin moving your pelvis all the way around the clock. There are many ways to do this. You can do a few numbers at a time, exploring the upper arc, the lower arc, the sides in a half circle. Or you could start going slowly around the whole clock. Notice details about the various hours. Are there numbers that are easier to touch than others? Are you making a smooth circle, or are there sections where you cut a straight line? Can you move your head in concert with your pelvis, circling around a little head clock? What do your feet do? Your knees. Do you feel anything in your back against the floor? If you've been doing small explorations, take a few moments to actually go around the entire clock. And then let it go, slide your legs down and rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and whichever direction you went around the clock before, can you now reverse your circle? Take your time and listen. Does your back make a circle on the floor as well? What do your feet do? Take your time. It doesn't have to be a huge circle. If you're feeling discomfort anywhere, in fact, make the circle smaller. Check in on your head. Is it still circling with you? Once again, let it go, straighten your legs out, and rest. As you're resting, just notice again how your pelvis is lying on the floor, your back, your legs. Then slowly roll to your side, come up to sitting, and then to standing. Take a walk around. See if your experience of locomotion has changed. What do you feel moving in your pelvis now?